Hello, ladies. Wow, that's loud. My name is Karen Preston. These young ladies are helping. We're going to start today's session with a little game. So if you'll just wait a minute before we pass them all out. I do have little prizes, too, for winners. So the game is called Human Bingo. And there are... Wow, this is really loud. There are little descriptions, and so you're going to have to mingle a little bit. Don't just look around the room, but try to find someone that fits the description and fill their name in. And the first person to call out bingo wins. But don't start yet. No starting yet. Wow. Let me see if this. No, you have to move around the room. The point of this game is to get to know someone a little bit. So ask them questions. Mingle. Don't just look around and say, well, I know she has three kids. I know she's wearing pink. Mingle. Get to know. Ask them their name. Okay, so we'll just let these ladies sit down. You have your papers. You can use a name twice. But that's it. I did not say that. But you can have your own rules, Kathy, if you want to. All right. I guess we can say the game has begun.
Run.
There are prizes.
Is that a running mic? Oh, no, I mean in general.
No, there's one.
This is really loud.
You can get
on
that one.
Perfect.
I already changed it.
Perfect.
Oh, no. This is, like, the passage ability.
Kathy's like, did you say they couldn't, you can't know the person? I'm like, no.
You have to talk to the person.
You can't cheat. I need one for my mom, too.
Can I get one?
I'm so surprised no one's helping her.
Where can I get a pen?
You do not have a pilot.
Right, I'll give it back to you.
Run it back, run it back.
We have a bingo. Woo! Let's see it, Kathy. We need proof.
Verify, verify.
Someone born in another country. Who is this?
Sarah.
Sarah, okay. Someone who is, you picked yourself with a pet. Okay. Good job. All right, pick a prize. You can pick one out of the basket.
One winner, losers.
Yay. We already have a winner. We already had a winner.
No. Everybody wins eventually.
All right, all right. We're going to sit down now. We already have our winner.
These seats are slippery.
Sorry.
These seats are really slippery.
Look at all the Ian and Han. Maybe if we have time, we'll play again. Oh, man. Now they can't even hear me.
You're louder. Hello?
It is on. All right. I think we're going to start with a little prayer. So thank you for coming, Jamie. We're going to pray. So God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for all that we've already heard, and there's still more to come, more fun. And we just pray that we can laugh and love today and just enjoy each other's presence. Amen. So we thought this is a workshop, so we're going to let you guys do a little bit of work. And so I'm Karen Preston, and this is
Sam Gatch.
And we were picked to do this workshop based upon actually our relationship. So this is going outside of your normal circle of friendships, you know. And hopefully today we're going to just encourage you to have relationships, you know, single ladies, married ladies, moms, women with no children, missionaries, Bible college, whatever your where you are in your life. But we can have relationships all outside of these demographics. And Sam and I are a strong example of that. We met when she was 13 years old, and it started with investment, and it's turned into a Christ-centered relationship. And we have fellowship, and we have fun, and we really love each other. So I know that's why Sierra's picked us for this. So we have some questions that we came up together that we want to ask you, and you can talk to your tables or those around you and come up with some answers and share them with us. We have a microphone that we can run around. Or if you're loud and you just want to shout it out, like Kathy Ryan, then go ahead and do that too. All right, so the first question, we'll let...
There we go. All right, the first question is, what does friendship within the body of Christ look like? And this could be in your life or how you would define it or describe it, but just talk about that amongst yourselves. What does friendship within the body of Christ look like?
And we want to hear from you, so. Does anyone have something they want to share? You have something you want to share? All right, we're going to listen to Diane. Diane has something to share with us.
Quite a few years ago, I remember being, it was in Lenox, and I was praying to God for a friend. I wanted God to give me a friend at the convention that year, and I think it was 1977 or 78. But anyway, I was in the line in the cafeteria, and I met Lila Karma from Finland, and it was amazing. God just put us together, and he gave me such a beautiful friend. She's still my friend to this day, and our friendship is centered in Christ, and it's just beautiful, you know, and it's something I haven't seen her a lot, but we do keep in touch, but I will always have her. And that's what I love, that we can pray for God to give us friends, you know, and he knows, you know, what they need and what we need, and then also that extends to others.
Yeah, later on we have a handout that we're going to give, and actually our first thing is about prayer. So, thank you. Anyone else have anything? Jenny, back there, way in the corner, I'll come to you.
One thing I was thinking about in that, like, I'm asking God to make me is, like, a friend that somebody else can be secure in. Like, I don't doubt the person's love towards me. I mean, we're humans and our love is not perfect, but if it's like Christ-centered, that's like something that Sarah said. I think a friendship can be like full of security, other than where in the world you would like double think, like overthink, maybe does the person really love me, or like I said something or I like reacted out of like anger, are they still like gonna be my friend? But I know that, like, for example, with the girls in my dorm, like we see each other in the worst, you know, situations ever. Like, we see each other every day. Sometimes we love each other. Sometimes we love each other less. But, like, we're, like, secure in our friendships. And I think that's something that, like, God's love does for, like, friendships to be secure.
Thank you. Christ-centered. Nice. Do you want to ask? Oh, we have more. Ooh.
I know this is sort of controversial, maybe. But I'm stuck. We travel a lot, and I'm stuck in the house a lot, working in the office, so I don't really fellowship. But Facebook has been such a friend to me. I mean, and I feel like, you know, you're able to encourage people and love them up, and people that you don't even know, you can, you know, just give them a word of encouragement. I just use it as a ministry for me first, because I get built up with the body. And then others, you know, hopefully I encourage them too. So, I mean, for people that are stuck in or not get around the body too much, you stay in contact, and I really appreciate it. You know, you hear negative things, but you can use it for a big positive too.
Yeah, definitely. And that's an awesome comment. And we are going to move on to the next question, which really ties in, which is, what are some practical ways to build relationships outside of your circle? And just talk about that with one another. That could mean anything, but practical ways to build friendships outside of your normal circle or the people that you would find in your class or maybe at a mom's group or whatever is your circle. But
a lot of them are already getting answered.
I know.
They're just answering them. Good.
Perfect. Huh? It goes with this? All right, you're next.
All right. So Lana has something to say. So we must all be very attentive because it's Lana.
I might bite you. I was going to say this earlier. I mean, for the last question as well, but it fits so perfectly to this one as well. Speaking from my own personal experience, we may have friendships in the body that don't match what the world's definition of a friend may be. Like, Beverly is my friend. We started out as I was her student in sixth grade, and she was Mrs. Chumslin. And then one day, you know, she's like, it's time. You can call me Beverly now, you know? And it's like, we have never spent any personal time together, but I look at her, I'm like, I love her. Of course, she's my friend. It's like, I have so many friends in this room right now. Like, I've seen you through the years, and I'm like, yeah, that's my friend. And then so, like, some worldly person is like, well, what do you do together? And I'm like, oh, well, only, like, the most important things, you know? But, like, we may not spend any personal time together, but, like, really, God is knit our hearts together.
That's so beautiful. Thank you.
I was just talking about how, like, our church has a lot of different events and things. So that's really a good way, is to go to something you haven't gone to before, to maybe meet people that you don't spend time with normally. So I know for me, like, the Connection Bible study was amazing. Like, God just really put us all together. And, like, I feel like I have a lot of friends just from going to that. And I've been kind of trying to expand that way and been trying some new things. But our church is just built in such a way that there's lots of ways you can do it, and there's lots of events you can do that at.
Oh, awesome.
That's so awesome.
Take one more.
When we were younger and we came to Baltimore, our kids were little, my sister and I, we would go on outreach with our kids, and they were in strollers, and we would pick some poor Bible college guy to be our head as we went out on. And you know what? We actually had, like, for years, these were guys that one was the guy from Russia, Igor, and then pastor from India, Melvin. And, you know, for years, but you know what? It was an unusual friendship, but it was something God gave. It was fun, you know, I mean, and it was totally outside of those poor guys. And us, and, like, we'd have two or three kids each.
I'm sure they loved it.
On outreach.
Well,
I don't know.
Their favorite.
But it was,
no, that's awesome.
It was, going on outreach is a good way. Going on outreach.
And our next question, I just think, really gets to the heart of the matter. And it's very simple, but why is it important to have friendships outside of your circle? Why is it important to have friendships outside of your circle? Kimmy Angelonis. No, but you can talk about that amongst yourselves, and then if you have a comment, we'll be waiting.
I'm going to start passing this in.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I'll take this up. Oh, did she wait?
All right, does anyone have something to share? Jennifer does.
I was thinking in response to that question, some people are really extroverted and some people are not. And if you're not, I think it really causes you to move outside of your comfort zone. And if you're reaching out to another person, it takes our focus off of ourselves, and then our focus is on others. And whatever we're going through in life dims and isn't really taking all our attention while we're pouring out to others.
That's awesome. Anyone else have a comment?
I was just saying that, you know, if you're close to your circle and you don't go outside of it, that you might start making, you don't mean to, but you might start making judgments about the people who are outside of your circle. And I know that as a mom and a wife, you know, I didn't really have any friends that were very young. And about 2 years ago, I went to a Dare to Be concert. Does anybody know the Dare to Be? Okay. And at the end, I said a prayer and I said, God, just send somebody to me. Use me somehow. And I didn't expect this at all, but I had a young 16-year-old come up to me and she said, I don't know why. I said, but God just told me to come right to you. And she said, I want you to pray for me. And that was 2 years ago and we're still in contact and we go out to dinner and we, on the phone, we pray together. And we send messages, and I mean, she's so much younger than me, but she and I are able to lift each other up, even though of our differences, you know, because we have this common factor. And she said she was really struggling with her relationship with God at that point, but having someone to be able to talk to about it, and it's funny because of my relationship with her, I felt like, okay, well, I need to text her something, you know, encouraging. So it pushed me to do my personal time with God so I could send something to her. So it was encouraging to both of us. So even if there is an age barrier or if this person doesn't have kids and you do, or, you know, it's really good to cross that boundary because you never know what you can discover and what you can do for each other.
So Sam and I have put some thoughts together as to how we thought our relationship was built upon. And we're not going to read all the verses, and you guys can do that on your own time, but we are going to just share a little thought about each bullet point that we have on here. So as Diane already mentioned earlier, way back in the 70s, prayer is really important part of building relationships. So even if there's somebody that you like, you know, like they had us pass out those cards to today, like they've been in your view or you've noticed them, and I encourage you to start praying for them. And I really do think like the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart. He'll give you thoughts about them, and already you'll start to love that person even before you have an interaction. And it will help you to be more comfortable approaching them and building a relationship with them. And also, maybe you'll discover that God has somebody else for you too, even through that prayer. So pray for them even before you meet them, and especially as you're building a relationship with them.
And the next point is just to be intentional. And when we're talking about, we were thinking a lot about our relationship. It seemed like everything would tie back. But my relationship with Karen was definitely built off of what I saw in the time was just how intentional she was with me. in just being around me and being my friend, but also in her intention in our conversation and how much she really cared about my walk with God. And the verse we have underneath here is Colossians 1, 28 and 29. And that was one of the first verses Karen had shared with me about what she thought we could possibly speak about. And it just really touched me, that passage. And in that, Paul is writing this letter to a church, and he could be looking at all of the things that they're doing wrong and pointing them point by point, because that's his intention in writing this letter to them. But what he does is actually, he just focuses just on Christ and the message of Christ and the power of Christ, and that it is only Christ alone. And it seems really simple, but in our conversations, it's so easy to get caught up in smaller things and little things you see them doing, and like you mentioned, like judgments possibly. But just being intentional about focusing on Christ and sharing his love with the people around us and people we're looking to invest in.
And so earlier, Beth said to show yourself friendly, and we have here to laugh, smile, and be lighthearted. Me and Sam, we have a lot of fun together. There's definitely fellowship, and there's definitely Christ between us, but we have a lot of fun. And honestly, our friendship began with smiling at each other. We would just, you know, wave and smile. And honestly, like Lana said, like she has all these friends. There's so many of you that maybe I've never had a conversation with you, but I've smiled, I've said hello, and those to me are relationships too. So, and then also she talked about earlier, I love how a lot of the points we have, Beth actually already spoke about.
It was just awesome.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I went up to Karen. I was like, can you believe it? And she knew exactly what I was talking about. I was like, I know.
Don't bring like your heavy stuff, especially when you're building a relationship or you're investing in someone. Like, be lighthearted with them. Be joyful. And, you know, it says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice, you know, like double rejoice. And of course, there's times of sharing your life and maybe some sorrows, but be lighthearted and laugh and smile and have fun.
Yeah, and then this next point, I was just thinking about, it's our shortest point. It seems really simple just to be around, but it sometimes can be like a difficult step of faith. Like you were saying, to go to events maybe you don't normally go to walk across the chapel and speak with someone you wouldn't normally speak to. And this verse came to my mind, and it's Psalm 73:26, and it says, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So sometimes we can like wait for a time when we're just going to be on fire, 100% sure. I'm ready to go. Like, this is my ministry. This is it. And sometimes it doesn't start that way. Like Bethany was saying, like often it takes time. And sometimes God just asks us to take the simple step of faith to just move, maybe to go to something. And he will use that and bring joy into it. And like when we're not ready to be all in our natural heart, God's given us a new heart that he can fill that's just living to be all in for Jesus. And we can focus on that heart and let God fill it so we can take a small step of faith.
So that brings us to our next point, is to be prepared. You know, when you're building a relationship with anyone, you need to be prepared, you know. And if you're building a Christ-centered relationship, then you need to let the word of Christ dwell richly in you, you know, and you need to be filled with the fruits of the Spirit so that love, joy, and peace, they can all pour out and you can bring a hope to this friendship, this relationship. And also maybe give a word in season, you know, be prepared to give an answer, because they're going to have needs just as you do, and be prepared for that.
Yes. And this next point of being an example, I was thinking about how we prepare ourselves to be an example. It's kind of a weird thought, but it was so funny because I saw Nikki Cooper was like on the roster, And she's one of those people that when you talk about, like, investing in you in middle school, she just, like, things she's told me in middle school just are there, right there. And when I was thinking about this, she had this example of Proverbs 4:23, which is, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it flow the issues of life. And I was thinking about being an example to women around you, guarding your heart. What do I let into my life? What do I bring into my life? Because it flows out of me. And if I have this heart to be someone who others can look to, or a godly woman, I have to be thinking about my heart and preparing my mind and keeping my mind. Another translation of that verse says, above all else, guard your heart. So we have to be conscious of this in our own lives, so that we are able to be a vessel for Christ and his message for people.
And it just kind of brings it all together. Our last point is, obviously, we just all want to be Christian women, you know, and even though we're moms and I'm a teacher and, you know, we have our jobs and we're wives and we're Bible college students, we're high school students, those are important labels, but they're not who we are. We are in Christ, you know, and we're Christian women, and that's how we should look at each other, and that's why we should build relationships with each other, because we're all believers in Christ, and it's the greatest thing to have in common. And I love that Julie LaVoy is sitting over here, because her sister had the same relationship with me that I have with Sam. I was her babysitter, and she, not Julie's, her sister's babysitter. I babysat for Beth's kids, and she was so intentional with me. She prayed for me, and she instilled this thought in me, even as a young teenager, that I am someone in Christ, and that's stuck with me, and it's so. So we have about 7 minutes. So if anyone has anything they want to share, any questions or anything. Anyone?
Since nobody else is saying anything, I will. But, you know, we are so blessed. People do not have friendships like this at all. We are the most blessed people. I mean, who in the world? I mean, we have people all over the world, as a matter of fact, don't we? And I was talking about Facebook before, and, you know, we'll put on, and I've got a lot of friends that are not with the Lord, and they watch. They might never respond, but they're watching. And people have said, I can't believe how many people have prayed for you, how much love you experience. I mean, they're watching, and they've got to realize this is different. This is God. This is not normal. And we cherish friendships. And, you know, all of us in here have beautiful relationships with people. And, you know, it's because we come and learn, and because we learn body life, and because we understand finished work, that we're all just the same. We're all just, you know, little children trying to do the best we can. And Jesus is our daddy. And so, you know, we're all in this together. And I just love the portion you two have. So thank you.
Like fifth grade. I know it. That is a tough. Is he able to come to the Sunday school here, or do you guys?
Yeah.
He's sensitive. And my other question would be for you. Do you have friendships or relationships with any other ladies that have kids around his age that you could build to help with that?
I would really, like, I'm not saying that this is what to say, but I can tell you I didn't have those kinds of friendships very prominently in my life at that age. I didn't go to school here. I was only here for, like, a small portion of my life at that time. but God is extremely faithful. Just be around as much as possible. Like, that's my testimony. Like, my dad would come back and forth, and I wanted it more and more. I wanted to be here and didn't have all of these friendships because all the kids had connections I didn't have, and I just didn't feel like I was part of it. But I just prayed. I really just prayed. Ask him to ask God. Because God will be so faithful to bring people into his life to have fellowship. Yeah.
So I also, like, I moved here when I was 13 and I didn't have friends. And, I mean, I didn't have friends. I didn't really know anybody. But, like, it was, like a deep desire in my heart to have, like really close friends. And that, you know, like, because I had experienced, like, a little bit of, like, the, you know, the weird backbiting, like, whatever, before. Because I went to public school. I had, like, the church that I went to, whatever. We had, like, three families. Three families. And one of them was a pastor's. So, like, I didn't have, like, they were, like, girl, like, whatever. But it's, okay, sorry. My point is that I prayed for, like, deep friendships and, like, girls that I could have deep friendships with. And, like, so those, the people that I prayed for, like, God gave me, and I'm, like, what, 37? And I, like, they're still my very close friends. Like, we see each other every week. And, like, so, like, the prayer, like, I think that's so, it was just, like, the real vital thing for me was just to pray for, I prayed for it, and God just, like, gave, like, because it's the desires of our heart. But I like what you said about, like, just being around, too.
I can pray. Yeah. We can actually pray to close, and we'll also pray for Connor. So God, we just thank you for this time. We just thank you for all the thoughts that these ladies have shared with us. And we just thank you for your body that every part supplieth to us, God. And we think of Connor and maybe other kids too, and maybe even adults that are just struggling to find their way and to make friends and wanting to build a godly relationship. And we pray that you just give him such a good friend, someone that he can trust and someone that he can talk to about you and even pray with about you, God. And we just pray you bless the rest of this day and the next workshops. In your name we pray, amen.